Smith, brother and sister, Uriah. Santa Rosa, California, February 15, 1874. Dear brother and sister Smith, I have not neglected to write you because of lack of interest and love for you. We feel the closest sympathy with you, but we plead want of time. We have so much writing, and we see so much to do, that we know not what to take hold of first. We often pray for you and yours. May the peace of God which passeth understanding be yours. God is in this work. We have not a shadow of doubt of this. We long to see the message go with greater power, but our ministers are not awake, and we have a sleepy church to be aroused. We want the prayers of the people now, as we need them as never before. The ministers of God, laborers, need the prayers of faith to accompany them in the harvest field like sharp sickles. God will work with our efforts if we will give him an opportunity. We are so faithless, he cannot do much for us. Christ could not do many mighty works in some towns and villages because of their unbelief. It is exactly so now. We should see the salvation of God and his truth clothed with power if we only would believe in God and take him at his word. I hope you will not become discouraged. Cling to the Mighty One, and he will cling to you firmer than you do to him. God will never, no, never, let go of us while we do not let go of him. We must keep awake. The time demands wakefulness and constant watchfulness and prayer. It seems to me it is highly dangerous for one to be sleeping at his post now. I cannot write you as I would be glad to. I have already written 20 pages of letter paper, and I am getting nervous. Sister Harriet, write me. I should be so pleased with a letter from your pen. We get but few letters unless on business. Please do write. Remember me to your children, especially A. I hope she will ever remember to whom she owes her life. God has mercifully spared her, that she may love him and serve him, and have a lovely character, and be polished to shine in the courts of the Lord. I send this communication to you, Brother Smith, thinking Brother Andrews may be in Battle Creek, as we received a letter from him that he was going there at once. If he is not there, and there is time before he shall leave Boston for him to get this, send it to him. In much love to your children, and to you, my dear brother and sister.